Tom Brady, the current quarterback. Hey, sacked on first and 10 by Tom Johnson. Tom has two sacks this year, and we finally hit Tom Brady.
Welcome back to another edition of Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. Everything Purple comes to you every Tuesday night on KFAN and the Fan Radio Network. And we are here to give you a taste of the best content the Vikings Entertainment Network had to offer over the past week. One thing the Vikings Entertainment Network does every week is the Wobcast, which is a quick 15 or 20 minute podcast featuring some sort of Vikings themed guest. The guest this week is very appropriate given the Vikings are playing the New Orleans Saints. It was defensive tackle Tom Johnson. He joined the show to talk about the New Orleans Saints, what it was like living in New Orleans because he used to play for the Saints, and why he thinks the Vikings defensive line can be a strength of the team this year. Here's Tom Johnson. Welcome back to another edition of the Wobcast. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park, and we have a special guest on today's show. It's Vikings defensive tackle Tom Johnson, a defensive tackle Vikings fans who in six career games as a Viking, four in the preseason, two in the regular season, has a sack, at least a half sack, in five of those six games. That's pretty good, Tom.
Yeah, definitely. Great start.
Yeah, you know, defensive tackles we think of as big, bulky, run-stopping forces in the middle of the defensive line. You can do that, but I guess you can also get after the passer, huh?
Yeah, I guess they consider me as a hybrid, more or less, you know, a guy that can also play the run strong and also, if need be, get out to the edge as in and help out in that department also.
Yeah, we signed you this offseason as a free agent. You were previously with the New Orleans Saints. We're not going to hold that against you, okay? But that's also kind of why I wanted to have you on the show today, because you've been a standout performer for us through six games and two regular season games specifically. But you were a member of the team we're playing this week, so you can kind of give us a little bit of a scouting report and talk about your time with the Saints. So this is kind of a different week for you going up against your former team, I would imagine.
Definitely, because I've been with them for the last 3 years. Yeah. I know the guys personally, you know, on and off the field. But, you know, when all comes to it, it's business, you know. I'm a Viking. They're our next opponent for the next week, mm-hmm. and we're going out there to try to, you know, get a W.
That kind of is how you guys as players and coaches look at it. You know, I'll a lot of times make a comment to some of our coaches about, hey, you know, we dropped that one, but, you know, we can get to 4-4 before the bye or whatever. The response a lot of times is, we'll worry about that later. We just want to go 1-0 this week. That's kind of your mindset, right? One game at a time.
Definitely. It's hard to try to think week 16 the second week of the season, you know. It's more you got to stay focused on the team at hand, because any given Sunday, something different can happen. It can change the game plan. And, you know, it's like anything else. If you focus on something way down the line, you're not focused on the objective at hand. So we're focused on the Saints. We're trying to, you know what I'm saying, dominate them on defense and try to, you know what I'm saying, get to the quarterback.
That offensive line for the Saints, you went up against them every day in practice. Talk not necessarily like scouting report, breaking them down, but talk about some of the personnel that we're going to see on Sunday, the Saints offensive line that you and the rest of the guys on our defensive line are going to face.
Definitely. They have a veteran offensive line, actually, man, starting with Jairi Evans and Big Grubbs. I think that's their strengths, their guards, you know, two Pro Bowl caliber guys that mm-hmm. really can stop the run and also can stop the pass. Then they have a young guy, the left tackle, Armstead. He's actually got drafted last year. I think he's very athletic, a guy that can handle speed. We got Everson out there that can actually switch it up on him and try to put a lot of pressure on him with him being inexperienced. And then you have Scott Streif, the right tackle that's a veteran, been there for mm-hmm. a while, kind of crafty big guy. You know, I think B-Rob can go out there and give him some things, to give him some problems and stuff like that. So I think we match up well against them, and I think we can dominate them at times, man. We stop the run and have Sean and Drew do what they do best, and that's to start passing. So to give us the opportunity to get at the quarterback.
Yeah, and that is the thing with the Saints, is everyone talks about Drew Brees and that the passing game and Sean Payton, the way he can design plays and design routes to beat coverage. But if you guys are good against the run on those early downs, that's really going to help you against that passing game on later downs.
Definitely. I think guys try to get us off balance by trying to run the ball. You've seen that these last two games where, you know, St. Louis tried to do it at first and started running the ball, and we stopped it, and then guys were able to, you know, go to the pass rush and get after their quarterback. Then last week with the Patriots, you seen that, you know, they try to run it. We stuffed the run for the most part until the last fourth quarter. We just had some unfortunate things happen in the course of the game that kind of got them to stay one-dimensional and try to keep pounding on us. But that's the thing, you know. I think around the league we made enough noise that people starting to see that we are a force to be reckoned with, and we can disrupt and game change in the game.
Yeah. You know, the Vikings rebuilt their defensive line a little bit this offseason. You were obviously a part of that. Signing you was part of that effort to rebuild it. And I think a lot of times when people hear rebuild, like we're rebuilding this part of our team, they think, okay, going to start low and work your way up. But really, the defensive line has kind of been a strength of the Vikings through the preseason and through the first two games. I mean, it's depth, it's talent. But what do you think has allowed the Vikings defensive line to play so well?
I think it's that everybody brings something different to the table. You know, from what I heard from last year, you know, B-Rob's always been an in and always been dominant on that on our left side. And you have Griffin, that a guy that was playing inside three technique, could go on outside, and now he could focus his majority on outside. Also, you have, you know, Sharif and Linval. Linval is a big guy that explosive and can do a lot of different things. You know, Sharif, he's quick, he's big. You know, me, you know, I'm pretty much the hybrid, do a lot of things. You got Wu strong, so everybody just brings something different to the table. So it keeps the offensive lineman really in limbo on what to really expect when they see us line up. So, and when we're all on the same page and we're all kicking on all eight cylinders, man, it's just amazing to watch.
Do you like playing for Mike Zimmer?
Oh, definitely. He's a stand-up guy. He tell you exactly what he's thinking at all times.
Yeah.
And, you know, he makes you want to go out there and bust your butt, man. And he expects you to come out every day and put 100% on the field, practice. And, you know, it rolls over into the game time that you don't want to let them down. You know, when you got somebody that know got your back and has your best interest at hand, you know, it's kind of hard to find those guys that will tell you the truth, tell you that you suck that day, you know,
yeah.
Or tell you that, okay, you did a good job there, we need to improve on this. So he's one of those guys that's just so stand up that you want to play for him every week and you don't want to disappoint him.
Yeah, and I think that's, you know, a lot of times you get a coach who's known as maybe he's edgy or disciplinarian or whatever. A lot of times people think the players might not like that, but you players actually do like that. They like to know where they stand, and they like to know that no one's going to be given anything. The best players are going to play. They like that competition because you guys have been competing your whole lives.
Definitely, definitely. I think that in that situation, this job is unique, man. It's one of those things that the more honest and the more straightforward you can be, the more respect you'll get. Guys already know how the business is, you know, it's a business, you know, things go left every day, you know, but if you have somebody that's giving you the straight, this is how it is, this is how it's going to be around here, everybody, man, everybody respect that, everybody really hone on to it, and, you know, I think that Coach Zimmer does a great job of that. He shows no bias, everybody's on an equal playing field, and I think guys can respect that.
Got any cool pre-game routines or rituals that you go through?
I'm not even going to lie, man. I think every athlete is very superstitious.
Yeah.
They stay in the same routine. I've probably been doing the same routine for the last 8 years.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing. I tape my fingers the same way. I go warm up the same way. I try to eat the same foods.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I listen to closely the same music every time, you know, so you know, you know when something's not right, if I pull my sock up too far, if it's not just right, my sleeve's not on. So, you know when you're ready, but, you know, it's one of those things that you just like to stay. This job keeps you on such a strict routine, man, even practice, you know. Yeah. Everything is boom, boom, boom. You know what you're going to do on Wednesday. You know what you're going to do on Tuesday, you know. I mean, on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, you know. So, you know, I don't think I have anything out of the ordinary, but I definitely have a routine that I do every Sunday.
I see you on bus, too, going to the games on road games. I mean, you're straightforward, but you're doing the same thing all the time. I mean,
yeah, yeah.
You got your headphones on and you're sitting on the bus, same food, right? You
definitely, definitely, yeah. Definitely, man. If I don't have my fish before the game, or if I don't have my small amount of pasta, you know, I'm looking around like, hold on, what's going on,
right.
You know? But, you know, when it works for me,
And, you know, I think once I get my routine down and everything's in order, I'm ready to play.
Definitely. You, one more thing before we go. You're a big, mean defensive lineman for us on the field. But you're a nice guy sitting here talking on the Wobcast, and I know you also like to get out in the community and do some work. So, and you're going to a community event today. So really one of your first Community Tuesdays as a member of the Vikings, and you're already going out to do something. So that's obviously something that's been important to you your whole career, I would imagine.
Yeah, definitely. I try to do a little something. I'm getting more active as the years go by. We're doing like a thrift shop type deal, I think, where we're going to be separating clothes and, cool. You know, talking to fans and just hanging out, mingling a little bit, you know, also home. I got a couple college buddies that has this thing going on down there. They go and give out scholarships every year to high school kids that's going to college, you know, just to help the area, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like a poverty area where, you know, you got a lot of single parent homes that, you know, mothers are trying to make everything happen. So, you know, it's great to just support those guys when I get down there, you know, help out as much as I can, you know, do a toy drive, you know, turkey drive they do every year. And I just try to help when I can.
That's fun. That's good, man. One more thing. When you sack Drew Brees on Sunday, what is it? What you gonna do? Are you gonna talk smack to him? Are you gonna tap him on the helmet and say, "Nice to see you again, Drew"? What do you say to him?
I don't know yet. I gotta think about it, man. But I definitely plan on, you know, racking up a sack against these guys. You know, I think I know them pretty well, and you know, it's great to play against your hometown crowd. You know, yeah. My parents only live an hour and a half away.
Oh, really?
Where I grew up. You
That's
know,
great.
So
they'll
I have
be
a
at
lot
the
of
game?
Yeah. I got a huge support system down there, so it's gonna be great, you know what I'm saying, to be back down there or whatever. They're a bunch of Who Dat fans too, so I get a lot of flack about it, but you know, it's gonna be fun.
That's the problem. Those people down there are so loyal.
Oh,
that,
man.
Even your family's probably not gonna be wearing purple.
I got my immediate family wear purple. Okay. Now they're gonna be there in purple, but
good.
You know, cousins and aunts and all, good. Nah, they're gonna be wearing their black and gold, you know. But yeah. You know, it's exciting, you yeah. know.
It's
I
a
look
fun
forward.
Atmosphere there.
Definitely, man. It's like a college town like that. So we already know what they expect, as in the dome. You know, it's going to be very loud out there. You know that they have a huge support system, and they play well at home, you know. So it's a challenge at hand, but I think we're up to it.
All right, man. Well, it's fun to get to know you. Thanks for joining us.
Definitely.
Now, am I going to mess up your pregame routine if I say hi to you on the bus now that I know
you? Not at all. Not at all. Not at all, man.
Okay. All right. Tom Johnson, thanks, man. Appreciate it. Have a good week.
Appreciate it.
All right. Vikings defensive tackle Tom Johnson, probably a guy who stayed under the radar for most of his career, but he's been well within view so far this preseason and regular season for the Vikings. Hopefully it stays that way. Hopefully you stay with us because we have plenty of more show to come. You're going to hear from Cordero Patterson. You're going to hear from me in the Pick 6 answering some fan questions about last week's game and the upcoming opponent. All of that coming up next on Everything Purple. Before we go to break, join host Mike Musman along with Vikings linebacker Audie Cole for Vikings Country this Thursday at 6 p.m. at The Well in Coon Rapids. You could win great prizes, including a trip to the Miller Lite Touchdown in the Tropics in Cancun. Visit Vikings.com/Vikings Country for more information. And please stay tuned because more Everything Purple is coming up next. Welcome back to Everything Purple. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw from the Vikings Entertainment Network. We have more show to go, but first, let's pay some bills. The Vikings are teaming up with Verizon Wireless and Nokia to give one lucky fan an unbelievable trip for 8 to the Vikings at Green Bay game on October 2nd. Follow at Vikings on Twitter all week for clues to where the hidden medallion is located. Be the first to find the Vikings treasure, and you and 7 buddies will be off to see the Vikings battle their border rivals, the Packers, in Green Bay. All right, we have the Pick 6 coming up next. We're going to answer fan questions about the Vikings defense through 2 games and what role Cordero Patterson might have in the offense at New Orleans.
Welcome back to another edition of the Pick 6. I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw, coming to you from Xfinity Studios at Winter Park. The Vikings are coming off a loss last week to the New England Patriots, but the New Orleans Saints are on the horizon. Let's take a look at some of your questions. The first one comes from William. One positive for me was the defense. They have only given up one legitimate touchdown in two games. Well, any touchdown you give up is a legitimate touchdown in the NFL, but William is right. No touchdowns allowed by the Vikings in week one, and after the 1 yard touchdown series they gave up against the New England Patriots, the Vikings defense only allowed one touchdown the rest of the game. So a solid performance from the Vikings defense, even though they were put into some compromising situations during the game. All of that is in the past. We have to look forward. The Vikings defense, just like the offense and special teams, has adjustments to make if they want to go down to New Orleans and beat the Saints. I believe Mike Zimmer will have those adjustments made, and we'll see improved play from the defense as well. Our next question comes from Matt in Wayzata. Will the Vikings put Patterson back into the mix in the running game this week against the Saints? Cordero Patterson didn't have a carry last week against the Patriots. That after having over 100 yards rushing and a touchdown against the Rams in week one. So I do expect the Vikings to go back to that look playing the Saints next week. One thing to keep in mind, if you go back and watch the Vikings' first drive of the game against New England, twice they did play action fakes to Patterson. On the first play, they then threw it to Red Ellison for 24 yards. And on the next play, Matt Asiata caught a 25-yard touchdown pass. So those play fakes to Patterson worked. A big reason they worked is because of the success the Vikings had running the ball with Patterson in week one. So I do think you're going to see Norv Turner go to Patterson on the ground and keep using those play fakes to Patterson to open up other weapons in the offense. Our last question comes from Mike in Goodwin, South Dakota. What needs to be done to turn this around in New Orleans? First things first, got to take care of the football on offense. Too many turnovers, 4 interceptions last week. Got to knock those off. You cannot win on the road if you're turning the ball over at that rate. It's very difficult to do so. And then on defense, we need to take the ball away. We need to get a positive turnover margin going. That's what we did in the preseason when we were 4-0, and that's what we did in week one when we beat the Rams. If the Vikings can do that this week in New Orleans, they got a good chance to beat the Saints. That's it for this week's edition of the Pick 6. We'll be back next week with another edition, so please submit your questions to the email address at the bottom of the screen, and don't forget to watch the Vikings and the Saints this Sunday at noon.
One of the Vikings' better players through two games so far, Cordero Patterson, who in the first game was actually our leading rusher with over 100 yards rushing and a touchdown. The sensational sophomore was actually a guest in last week's Vikings game plan, which is the Vikings 30-minute pregame show that airs Sundays on KARE 11 and is hosted by KFAN's Paul Allen. Check out what Cordero had to say last week.
Welcome back to Vikings Game Plan. This is the Xfinity Player Breakdown, and the player this week is Cordero Patterson. Young man has scored touchdowns in 6 consecutive games, had that nice 67-yard run last week against St. Louis. Congratulations on the victory.
Thank you, PA. Appreciate it.
First, outside of the Patriots today and the Rams last week, Hutch Staff. What's that? Are you a big Steve Hutchinson fan? Or
oh, no, man. You know, in my junior college, I was an RA.
An RA?
Oh, yeah, I was an RA, man. So, you know, I was...
What's an RA?
I don't know what a resident assistant or something like that. You know, I had to handle a lot of things. You know, I had to watch over those little kids there. So
yeah,
you know, I had to be the man up there.
Yeah, and you had some good years at Tennessee. Obviously, a good year and one game in the NFL. Went to the Pro Bowl last year. But I know when you look back at some things you've done, being at Hutchinson kind of paved the way for you a little bit, didn't it?
Oh, it really did, man. That was the start of my journey. You know, where I'm at today. You know, and. You know, looking back, you know, I wouldn't change that for nothing, man. If I had to do it all again, you know, I would still go to Hutchinson for those 2 years I went.
Already in the first game, you splash with that tailback touchdown of 67 yards. How do you handle that? A lot of attention is being paid to you now.
Oh, you know, I just take it in like it was last year. You know, I didn't have that much attention last year. You know, first beginning of the year, you know, I went, my opportunities were limited. So every opportunity I get, you know, I try to make the most of it. So. And all this pressure coming, you know, I don't pay no attention. I just go out and just play my game the way I know how to play it.
Let's take a look at that fantastic touchdown from last week. You see Cordero flexed out wide right, comes to the backfield, tailback Matt Asiata in front of him. You take us through the rest.
Oh, man. To be honest, PA, when we was in the huddle and they called it a play, and you know, I was just counting up the yards, you know, see how long I'm finna take this run back, man. I know people probably wouldn't believe me, but I was back there thinking, I'm finna take this thing 60-something yards. And, you know, the number was called, you know, and Matt did a heck of a job, you know, clearing that out, you know. And, you know, the hole was bigger today. There's no way I could miss it. You know, I got up there and just ran. And, you know, you see Adam screaming and running each and every way, trying to protect me, you know. I think he took on a hit for me at the end, like on the 5-yard line, the dude tackling Adam. And,
yeah.
You know, and I just fell in the end zone.
Yeah, and you eventually broke seven tackles, including the one right at the goal line. And that's, you know, for those of us here, that's really nothing new for Cordero. you break tackles. You set up moves really well. Is that something you've had to work on, or is that a natural gift?
It's something you got to be born with. You got to have it. I don't think you can work on stuff like that, man. You got to have it in you, like Coach Stu tell us all the time, man. You know, and that's one of the good things about my game. You know, I don't like being tackled. You know, getting tackled hurt, so. I just want you to stay off me, and I just want to get to the end zone.
You go against cornerback Darrell Revis today, mm-hmm. widely considered one of the best in the NFL. I remember in the second preseason game, in chatting with you the week up to the game against Arizona. It's a preseason game, but it was Patrick Peterson. Mm-hmm. And you were excited to go against Patrick in a preseason game. It's Revis Island today. What do you think?
Oh, man, it's always exciting to go with great guys like him. He got like five Pro Bowls under his wings, and, you know, and I just want to be, you know, be the best. So, you know, ordinary to be the best, you got to beat the best. So, you know, it's going to be a challenge, you know. So going in with him, you know, it's going to be a great opportunity for me.
Cordero, when it comes to learning the ropes of the NFL, how much has Greg Jennings helped you?
Oh, he helped me a lot, man. I don't think I'd be here today without Greg Jennings, man, him, or any of the other receivers in that locker room, you know. So we all help each other out, man. It's just you got to have guys like that around the locker room. You don't want guys, you know, if you don't know something, they don't want to tell you because they know they spots on the line. So, you know, every receiver in this locker room, you know, we here for each other just to get each other better.
Up and down season for you in closing offensively last year. Didn't hear much from Cordero in the first half of the season. Second half of the season, one of the better offensive players in the entire NFL. It's different this year. Norv Turner is the offensive coordinator. Clearly, he likes to use you all over the field.
Oh, yeah, man. It's a lot different. You know, his offensive book is probably a 20,000 sheets in it, man, you know, and he make us go over all of them. So, you know, we feel like we still got so much left in this offense, you know, and you know, week one, we seen a lot of mistakes we did and can come back on this week then, you know, and fix. So we hope we light the board up this week, you know. We want to come out with a win, you know, get Coach's second win, you know, and it's a blessing to have Coach Turner as an offensive coordinator.
That'll do it for tonight's show. On behalf of everyone at KFAN and the Fan Radio Network, and on behalf of Everything Purple producer Grant Ridpath, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. Thanks for listening tonight, and don't forget, the Vikings travel to New Orleans on Saturday for a game against the Saints. On Sunday, you can catch that game right here on KFAN, the Fan Radio Network, and all across the Vikings Radio Network. We wish you a good night and leave you on a good note.
First and 10, Castle play action, floats out right, passes right, caught Asiata room, 15, 10, 5, Matt Asiata, touchdown!